Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Dhamini, and I'm the host of Gender Question. In this season, I'll be getting up close and personal on issues that really matter: our gender and sexuality that are so central to who we are. How did the pandemic affect women? Before I go on to that, I'd like to explain why I'm looking at women in particular. I mean, after all, unemployment affected all genders during the pandemic, didn't it? So let me give you three reasons. One, not all women work in jobs and occupations that all men can work in. For example, when was the last time that a female electrician or a female plumber came to your house when you ordered that service on an app, right? Now, sure, you can say this is anecdotal and you'd be absolutely right. So let's deal with some hard numbers. According to the Periodic Labour Force Survey of 2018-2019, the female labour force participation rate was 19.7% in rural India and 16.1% in urban India. In both categories, the labour force participation for males was greater than 55%, right? So on the one hand, you're saying that women do not work in all the jobs and occupations. And on the other hand, I'm saying that even in the jobs and occupations that they do work in prior to the pandemic, their participation in those work in the work and in the workforce was way lesser than the participation of men. All right. Which brings me to point number three, right? Now, if we're thinking about economic recovery, and of course, all of us are thinking about economic recovery, the economists are thinking about economic recovery, the politicians are thinking about economic recovery, you and I are thinking about economic recovery, we have to understand one very basic fact, which is that women are not working in the workforce the way that men are occupying jobs and work. This does not mean that women don't work. This means that the work that women do is not being considered as work. And this also means that the work that is available for men is not available for women. And there are very specific systemic structural reasons for that. All right. Now, in the course of this particular podcast, you'll be hearing from some of the women who were affected by the pandemic. So you will get to hear what were the reasons that they found it so difficult to work. You'll also hear from some scholars whose entire academic track has been studying women's work, collecting data, analyzing it. And you'll also see why unemployment, work, and economic recovery are not just issues that affect men, but in very specific ways affect women as well. In mid-December, I spoke to a woman named Ganga. She's a Dalit woman. She's in her mid-30s. She's born and brought up in Delhi, but her family hails from Madhya Pradesh. Ganga can't read or write. Till a few years ago, Ganga helped her mother sell fruit at Shankar Market in Delhi. Then she joined the employ of an octogenarian who was a resident of the neighboring Connaught Place, where she worked for about 8 or 9 years till October 2019, when her employer passed away. Now, Her employer's family continued to take care of Ganga's daughter's education. But Ganga, who is a mother of three, had to go back to being a fruit seller. And then COVID-19 struck. And in March, all shops and establishments were shut down. Now, out of a job and with no livelihood in sight, Ganga was pushed into a very precarious situation. She joined a factory where she was paid 40 paise to wrap one cycle wheel with cellophane. Here's Ganga describing her typical workday during the pandemic.
जाके जाऊंगे फैक्ट्री बैठूंगी उसके बाद टहल लूंगी वो पालती मार के इसमें यहाँ फंसा लूंगी उसके बाद मैं ऐसे हाथ घुमाती पन्नी चढ़ानी पड़ती इस पहले पैक करना पड़ता
अच्छा जी तो उसके ऊपर आप प्लास्टिक का पैक करते
जी जी
तो मतलब ये क्या चला
ये हाथ चलाना पड़ता ये घुमाना पड़ता मुझे ऐसे
क्या घुमाना पड़ता
जो टायर होता ना तो ऐसे बैठ के मुझे घुमाना पड़ता क्योंकि जब घुमेगा नहीं जैसे ड्राइवर चलाते ना ऐसे तो ऐसे चलाना पड़ता सारा दिन
First, I reach the factory. Then I take a cycle tire and fix it in its place. I move a handle in a machine in a circular motion like this, so that the tire is covered in the plastic sheet. All this is done manually. There are days when I wrap 500 tires. On some other days, it's 200. I can even wrap 800 in a day. I get paid on how many tires I wrap, but everything depends upon how many tires are there in the factory. Sometimes I'm at a disadvantage, like now. See, factory is closed for the past 2 days and the machines have stopped. The owner said it's because there is no supply of the tires right now. So I have been out looking for a job again because I need to support my family. The other factories I go to, they say come tomorrow. But when I turn up, they tell me to go home because there is no room for more workers. This has been happening with me. As well as with my sister.
तो
इस फैक्ट्री में जो आप कह रहे हैं आपने 2-3 महीने के लिए आपने काम किया
हाँ जी हाँ जी
और अभी बस 2 दिन से ये बंद पड़ा हुआ है
जी
तो जब आप फैक्ट्री जा रही थी तो आप कह रहे थे कि आपको जितना आप पन्नी चढ़ा सकते उसके हिसाब से आपको पैसे मिलते हैं
जी
तो मतलब कितना पैसा मिलता
है ये मैम कभी 300
I've been working in this factory for the past 2 months my earnings depend upon how many tires I can wrap with plastic on a good day I earn around 400 rupees But I also have to spend 30 rupees to travel to my workplace. For every 500 tires I wrap, I earn 200 rupees.
The pandemic has affected workers, irrespective of their gender. But this is an important distinction to make. It has not affected everyone equally. In fact, there's data to prove it.
Let's start with 100 men who are working in December. Okay. What we find, according to CMI data, is 36 of these men lost work. Of these 36 men, 80% came back to work in August. So it's a very healthy recovery. Overall, what it says is that 88% of men who were working in December were back to work in August. So a very robust recovery. Now let's contrast this for women. 100 women, let's start off with. Now of these 100 women, 74 lost employment during the lockdown, okay? So that's 74 women losing employment compared to 36 men losing employment, right? So here, again, you see a huge stark difference between just the employment loss. Now, folks who lost employment, the women who lost employment, of the 74 who lost, only 30% were able to come back to work, okay? So essentially what this boils down to is women are more likely to lose jobs and having lost jobs, men were 8 times more likely to recover and come back to work compared to women. Okay.
That's Rosa Abraham, a senior research fellow at Azim Premji University in Bangalore. And she's an expert on issues of women's work, informal employment, and informal work in the formal sector. Now, according to data recently made available by the Center for Monitoring Indian Economy, also referred to as the CMIE, the labour participation rate, both at the urban and rural level, was affected the most during the phase one of the economic lockdown in the month of April. Now, of course, that stands to reason. What the data actually also showed was that overall, unemployment rates were higher among women than men. And in fact, that was more so in urban areas. Now, recently, Rosa and her colleagues published a survey using this CMIE data, as well as data from a phone survey that they themselves conducted, with nearly 5,000 self-employed, casual, and regular wage workers spread across 12 states to see how the pandemic has affected their work. Turns out, unemployment is not even an apt measurement to capture how women have been affected.
So even before this pandemic set in, even in normal times, you have this problem with how work is measured, particularly for women. So women's work, particularly unpaid work in the home, is often not captured, even when by sort of the, you know, systems of national accounting, this work is economical and it's profit-making, it generates income. So when a woman is making, say, jaggery at home and selling it outside, often she doesn't report this as pay, as sort of work.
What's more, the data actually shows that even recovery is a gender issue.
So here, again, you see a huge stark difference between just the employment laws. Now, folks who lost employment, the women who lost employment, of the 74 who lost, only 30% were able to come back to work. Okay, so essentially what this boils down to is women are more likely to lose jobs, and having lost jobs, men were 8 times more likely to recover and come back to work compared to women. Okay.
But what of those young women who did return to work, but the workplace doesn't count them in? Now, Varsha is a 27-year-old Delhi resident. She lost her job in a company that serviced the healthcare industry at the very start of the pandemic. Now, because she had a contract, she was protected. She was given compensation when she was let go. However, since then, she has been hired and fired from 3 other jobs. All of them refused to hire her on a contract. Now, according to Rosa, this is a double whammy. Because where earlier an amount would be deducted from salaries for, say, Provident Fund, and in fact, we know that during the pandemic year, this was something that a lot of people dipped into during the pandemic because it was a safety net, right? Now, without the contract and without that PF, that safety net has also been taken away. Listen to Varsha share her experience of a job interview.
मैं coordinator थी वो भी healthcare department में और healthcare department में अभी jobs बहुत मुश्किल थे pandemic की वजह से सिर्फ healthcare में hospitals open थे and hospitals में doctors और nurses की ही hiring थी backend की कोई requirement कहीं मिली नहीं.
I was a coordinator in a healthcare team of an MNC firm. But because of the pandemic situation, I was let go. Even though the hospitals were open, only doctors and nurses were in high demand, whereas there was no opening for my profile. I had no option but to apply for other job profiles in a different sector. At one job interview, I asked whether the company would deduct EPF from my salary. They said no. I asked if they would give me an appointment letter or an offer letter or make me sign a contract. But the company refused those things as well. They said once you complete 1 or 2 years in the company, I'll get an experience letter at the time of leaving. I joined them. But after 15 days, they told me to leave. And my salary would be sent to my bank account within a few days. When I asked why they fired me, they didn't give me any reason. I had no option but to leave. Then I applied to another company. They told me that they will take me on for a trial period. If I was not a good fit, they would let me go.
उन्होंने मना कर दिया, रीज़न नहीं दिया. तो मैंने वो अप्लाई किए. अब मैंने उसी टाइम वहाँ से, क्योंकि मेरे पास और कोई रीज़न ही नहीं था वहाँ रुकने का, सो मैं वहाँ से चली गई. इवन मैंने एक कंपनी में इंटरव्यू दिया, उन्होंने मुझे कहा कि 7 डेज का तो मैम ट्रायल ही है, आप हमारे साथ सेटल हो पाते हो, आपका बिहेवियर हमें अच्छा लगता है या नहीं लगता है, आपका काम अच्छा लगता है या नहीं, 7 days के बाद हम आपको बाहर कर देंगे अगर आप ठीक नहीं लगे तो.
The point is, women already face barriers when it comes to work. Things like safety or child care or even the number of domestic chores that they must perform and which doesn't count as work. And these are things that do not affect men who work. These barriers, in fact, make it so easy for women to drop out of the workforce. In fact, it's a statistic that I'm confronted with every day. The largest number of women who drop out of the workforce are in their mid-30s, like me. But women like Ganga and Varsha don't even have that choice. So economic recovery, like unemployment and like work, is an issue that affects women differently. And unless we recognize it as that, we simply will not come up with solutions to aid in the recovery that our country so desperately needs. Now, before I end, I'd like to leave you with an excerpt of a conversation that I had with Soumya Mehta Kapoor of iWage. It's an organization that does research on women's economic empowerment. Soumya was on a holiday and she actually very kindly took out some time for Gender Question to explain to us why women's participation in the labor force is so tenuous.
It's a question that a lot of feminist economists have been writing about in India, especially at a time when actually all the other parameters which would lead you to believe that women's labor force participation should be increasing in India. The size of the economy is growing. Women's education rates are increasing. There are more younger people joining the workforce. So there is the demographic dividend that's also translating. Women's fertility rates have declined over time. So it's not as if, you know, you are bearing 3 or 4 children. You are now having 2 children. So it's quite mind-boggling, as you said, on why it's really reducing. And it has reduced over the past decade or so. The big reduction, if you were to break it down by sector, has actually come in agriculture, which is quite interesting. That's also because there's one policy brief which we put up on our website, which is being done in collaboration with the Indian Statistical Institute, which shows that, you know, for a given percentage increase in mechanization, there's a huge decline of women, more so than men, getting displaced out of agriculture. So mechanization means actually people losing jobs, but also many more women actually losing jobs. Actually, what people are now writing about is that you don't have suitable jobs available for women. So it's the demand side that's lacking. 94% of the women who are working in India, I mean, out of the 20%, maybe even lesser now after the pandemic, are actually in the informal sector. So there is no way that you can measure. We did a small study just to understand, you know, some of the home-based businesses that women run in Rajasthan and Tamil Nadu in the handicraft and handloom sector. And about, you know, 37-38% are not even registered. So you have no idea how much they're producing. You have no idea how much they're getting paid by the middlemen.
So perhaps to start with, we need to count more women in. We need to recognize the work that they do, even if it is unpaid, as labor. And we need to create the infrastructure for them to facilitate greater participation in the workforce. Like I said, economic recovery is vital. So what are we waiting for? This is your host, Dhamini, signing off. You can reach me on Twitter at Dhamini or on HD Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. To listen to more podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.